Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Fred Grigsby, who is Managing Director at TSYS. Fred, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen.
So, Fred, you bring a really interesting background to TSYS and its clients on the issuer side. I know that you've spent more than 20 years thinking about card portfolios, how to optimize and activate card portfolios, and how to actually apply a number of interesting data elements and business intelligence to getting the most out of those relationships with those consumers and those issuers. And that's really what I thought we would dig in today and talk a little bit about. You know, data is a big topic of conversation in payments specifically, and yet there's so much confusion around what to do with it. With more data, I think becomes more options and certainly more opportunities for confusion. When you talk to the marketing executives on the issuing side of the TSYS business, what are they bewildered about? How are you helping them cut through all the data and really getting to actionable insights?
Yes, well, I think there's a tremendous amount of data available, and there's a lot of potential complexity in aggregating such data, right? Particularly for marketers and financial institutions, I think consumers are demanding that we know more about them and we respond and react accordingly. So one of the challenges I think that marketers face is aggregating this data from an enterprise level, not just from the cards business, but the enterprise level and understanding their consumers and changing, I guess, the paradigm of making this data seem more like trivia and good-to-know information into something that is truly actionable and that could deepen the connections, whether it be marketing, whether it be customer service communication channels, that really improves the end consumer or member experience. So I think that's the biggest challenge with all the access to data now that us as marketers tend to face.
But you talk about aggregating data at the enterprise level. You know, that seems like a pretty big and daunting undertaking. How are they doing that?
That's candidly one of the big challenges that I think many issuers, regardless of size, are facing and are challenged with, right? The reality is, as marketers, we tend to make pretty short-term decisions around behavior patterns or limited information. So from an enterprise level, I think it is really developing the framework around what are my consumers doing from a whole retail relationship standpoint, the power of understanding that, yes, I've applied for a consumer line of credit or consumer loan. How does that dovetail into strategies that I might apply on the card side? So I think the challenge is breaking down some of the silos within the respective organizations that change more of a product line management into an enterprise line management. So I know the challenge is out there. I don't know if it's an evolving one where it continues to improve over time, but I think as issuers and financial institutions alike kind of aggregate this information in a way that they can use it across the enterprises where the real value add is. I've seen some issuers that have had some tremendous success on the payment card side specifically in looping in some of the information that is relative to how they're using other products that might drive a called marketing treatment matrix from a card standpoint that, for example, I will not give you an offer that is going to conflict with another product in the bank or another promotion that is not going to be as price competitive as what you otherwise can get from a personal line of credit that you just opened up. So it's avoiding those conflicting messages at an enterprise level, which I begin to see happening more often than not.
Interesting. You said something that I want to pick up on, and I'm sure you get this question a lot. You talked about looking at data and making short-term decisions, and there's always this tension between I need to deliver results in the short term, whether that's a month, a quarter, or a campaign, but yet being mindful of the long-term implications of some of those short-term campaigns to make sure you're getting the right customers for the right products. How are you helping your clients address and manage that tension?
It starts with really trying to make sure that we are in tune with each client's respective business objective, right? Of the immediate product or business line that we may involve with from a data perspective or a marketing insight, trying to understand what's the underlying objective. We also work very closely with our clients to make sure that they are both thinking out the potential outcomes of messages or themes that are going toward the payment card side that might have a reaction positively or negatively on the other side of the business. So, for example, if you think about profitability on a credit card, for example, you may have some profitability indicators on the credit card that might suggest one level of profitability, but the enterprise relationship of the value of that wealth management consumer that may not borrow much on the credit card, but has a very deep relationship and a very rich economic value to the enterprise, we try to make those distinguishing points so that strategies that we're doing at one particular product don't overlap in to the detriment of the overall relationship. Historically, back when there was a lot of risk-based pricing going on and before the regulations kind of put a stop to a lot of that, used to be something that we got involved with quite a bit, right? To making sure that you're not taking a very limited short-term profitability move on a credit card, for example, and not taking into account the overall enterprise value. So
you also mentioned in your example how you can use data to put everything together to make good decisions for the institution itself. So, you know, not offering something that conflicts with something else. That, you could argue, is also good for the consumer, but kind of flipping that a little bit, what are you seeing marketers now relying on a lot to help them make better decisions about how to create a better customer experience within their own organization?
I think I'm seeing more often is the reliance upon the different channels of information, and the uniqueness is really how do you put that to play, right? So we've got a number of communication channels, and in addition to this, an abundance of data that we've now got access to. But you think about mobile, online, direct mail, or even branch communications, it's how do you leverage the engagements that are already in place and build strategies that take into account the relationship value or how we put the data together in a sense to make an educated decision as to the consumer's needs, right? So go back to using the example of how powerful would it be to executives to understand that a new personal line of credit or a personal loan was submitted by a customer and the disposition information, or to understand that your payment card was just added or deleted from a mobile wallet, or that a request came into the call center for an alternative product that you may or may not have a solution for. So understanding the opportunity to leverage that information and translate that into different touch points and how you would respond, I think, is what I'm seeing more of and how issuers are trying to solve for that across a number of dimensions.
You also made a good point, channels. There are so many of them now. You know, it is very complicated to synthesize all of those touch points and to deliver relevant information in a relevant time frame so that whatever actions are required can be taken. How are you helping the marketing executives on the issuing side, the FIs that you deal with, how are you helping them address this very changing and dynamic world where data is such an important element of their decision making?
Clients we work with, we tend to take a more holistic view and try to develop a solution that kind of matches up with that end result I was talking about before of what's the end objective. So what we're trying to do is solve maybe a long-term solution in the short horizon by taking this view of looking at the customer's behavior patterns and taking what we know from the payment card side and then dovetailing that into solutions that are geared around strategy planning, collaborating with clients on development, data-driven marketing treatments that are addressing new account growth or usage around activation and retention, and even guidance sometimes around risk management strategies. So at TSYS, our objective is to remain focused in trying to build and find true solutions that allow our clients to achieve what we consider incremental success in managing these respective outcomes for them and the payment card side. And we're doing this quite a bit through our TSYS Professional Services Group.
Well, it's a really interesting topic and certainly one that's becoming more and more critical. If for no other reason, then there is so much available data. Knowing what data to use and when to use it is as important as having access to data, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, there's obviously an opportunity to have data overload, but I think you can start in the most simplistic view of looking at data relative to the product line you're managing and using that information and looking at historical trends. And TSYS has predictive modeling that we do for clients that predict certain behavior going forward. So we're starting with what we know and what we know to be historical behavior patterns on the payment card side, and then projecting out based on product and profile of the consumer what we expect to happen going forward. And starting with that and then building in what other information our clients have and our clients are able to share with us with respect to this enterprise information, right, of knowing what Karen is also doing with the financial institution and how she's behaving with other product lines could add value across these communication channels, even though I'm just responsible for managing a payment card, for example.
Wow. Well, Fred, it's been a fascinating conversation. Thanks for taking time out of your day to share really important insights with us on a very important topic for issuers. Thank you.
No, thank you, Karen. I appreciate the time.